he niet maar wie lang niet maar. Het is twee kinderen. Next one is where the coin should be able to give them allow from the bottom of the page. Yitmar the shoes. It says that what Rabbi Shmuel said that a coin is allowed in time until 7 million relatives is only absolutely Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva I'm a chayvet to mitzvah. My time Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah clearly says lo yitama. So he answers, I did receive emel coin out of my mother and nevers lo yitama. Bama. Starts off the parsha. Don't go ahead mitama. So the Torah has to tell you, but these 7 you're allowed to. It's limited lo yitama. If the Torah says that these 7 you're allowed to. Rabbi Kiva knew. Rabbi Kiva knows the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, mechiim l'she'eda kari v'lo. It said that to his immediate relative, he's allowed to be metame. Why do you have to say again lo yitama? It's already included. Lo yitama lo milchayv. It turned it into a mitzvah. Machleik is showing you whether Yisrael also has a mitzvah to go to these 7 or just limited to coin. But Rabbi Shmuel, lo metame. Why does he? What does he do? The word lo metame. So he learns the ain metame lebere. He dashes in there only
complete.
Not if there's a limb missing. Some of the shame holds him a limb. While she was alive, others learn even when she passed away. We had by nazir before. Remember, if it's not a full, we haven't ended with nazir. The body is not full. Then whether there's a din of a basic chorus or not, and also whether a nazir has to it comes tamei unless he has most of the body and so on. Rabbi Kiva, im kain of kov. So lichrachman law. Let us just say the word law. Why is it vishtama? The word yitama, velishta yitama. Lomli when yitama v'shma. I mean, I teach you also that's a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel, I did the cause of law. Since it had to tell you law to teach you law, her entire body, not a certain limb, because of Nami Yitma, it already also throws in the word Yitma a second time because the Gitar Nabi Shmuel taught already, he's a Shiva, the Nabi Shmuel called Parsha Shenem Levinishis, any Parsha that had to repeat it a second time to teach you some new halacha, like Nishnis El Bishadavish and Chadishba. He's repeated because of the halacha, and once it's repeated, you can throw in things which you've already mentioned before. The third argument was like that you the Evet Kanani. You should work, he can work him forever, or you should work him forever, the Shus. Means you're allowed to Rabbi Shmuel, but if I'm a chayv, it's a mitzvah. My time, Rabbi Shmuel, I just said, let's chayv on the shemini. I'll let any of the 7 nations alive. It's now little loyal the way to tell you as an eved, you're allowed to keep them, and therefore you need a pasuk. That's all. The misha echem mekala umish bala kanani to teach you what to permit you if another member could by goyim. This is what we learn out by goyim. We follow the man, not the woman. So if a man from another nation had a child from a kanani woman, that child you're allowed to keep as an eved. Because we follow the males. Shabala Kanani, you're allowed to actually buy him. No. We had the shayla of Yerusha, not about Yichas. But the shayla is a Yerusha by Goyim. The Gemara doesn't actually say that. The Gemara just says that you can't, we just explain that. The Gemara just said there's no in Yerusha. By a goy. Where does the pasuk say Zirusha? And then you ask a question about Loit. I told you more Kedushin, we'll see in a few tests over there, talks about it. But by Esav. But now we're talking about that the tribe of Goyim. Yeah.
Therefore, this child belongs to that father. So therefore, it's
no, we don't. We don't go by Goyim. We don't go after Reiv. But the Goyim father still establishes. And this is the team of a special pasuk. We'll see in a minute. That when it comes to this thing, we follow the father. The time we learned. A member of another nation comes and marries a Kananis. Has a kid. You're allowed to turn him into Evid because all the Kananis you have to kill. How do you know you have a father? We live in a pasuk. It says, "Vigam amongst the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, Hagorim that dwell amongst you, that dwell amongst you." It says you should buy Evid from the nations around you. But not from the locals, obviously, because the locals are the 7 nations that you have to kill. And then it says you can also buy from the Teshuvim that live here, that are over here. They came from somewhere else and they moved in here. So who are these came from somewhere else and moved in here? You're allowed to use their kids for Avadim. So Mehem Tiknu, you're allowed to buy from them. And we're going to say that we're talking about a goy, a man who came from another nation who married a local woman. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe if a local man marries a foreign woman, the kid also is permitted. And maybe go after the woman, like by Yidmi, go after the mother. Therefore, it says in Pasik, Asher Hailidu Ba'aschem, the kid was born in your land. The kid was born in your land, but the father was not born in your land. Because if the father was born in your land, you cannot use that kid. Um, But Rabbi Akiva, so that's what Yishmael uses for. That's what to tell you. You're allowed to use this guy as an eved. That's a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva says, the fact that he allowed to buy from them, we learn now. Why do they say those words? Work with them forever. It's a mitzvah. In fact, it's a sin to release a goy eved from you. But Rabbi Yishmael, behem v'leibachechem. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Behem v'loy b'chechem." I need the word. You want to know why? It says they have behem loy lemehem tavaydu to tell you that by your brother, you're not allowed, the kind of menial tasks you give to a guy, you're not allowed to give to a Jew. That's what you need the pasuk for. Rabbi Kiva b'chechem. Instead, we're going to have to learn from the end of the pasuk where it says, "B'chechem b'nei Yisrael." So the first pasuk, but amongst your brothers, leisir deboy b'pardech. Don't work him too hard. We ran off from the need to work him too hard. I don't need loylem behem tavaydu to tell you that. Other than to tell you that what. That you work forever, that you're not allowed to release him. Rabbi Shmuel, I did a chesiv of achechem. Once it tells you achechem, so I had to tell you about Eden. Chesiv nami behem, so I can tell you it again behem. Like it's Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Call pashen em initial. Any pashen was repeated again. Initial b'shul davar shachadish ba. There's one chiddush you're allowed to repeat everything else as well. Amar Chizda said, I want you to know that znusa bebeisa. If there's nus going on in somebody's house, bekikari l'shem shua. It's like a worm crawling among the poppy seeds, the sesame seeds. If there's anger in a house, if there's people get angry in a house, same thing, the whole house will fall apart. No shalom bais. When we say that if there's nus in the house, it's a terrible thing, or there's anger, not a terrible thing, we're talking about the wife. The man's allowed to get angry, whatever that means. But the man is allowed to have nus as well.
When he does it, it's not as bad.
So Rashi says a pelvic thing. Look what Rashi says here. No, look what Rashi says here. A man's temper can be worse. It can be violent. Look at Ashi. Be'itza, kishe'isha mezana. If a woman is mezana, see right parallel to your mother. Oy kasonis, if she has a temper. Lefi she'isha mis'as'eskes biznunel. She's so busy taking care of all of affairs. Ein oise malachta. She's not cooking and making the challah and sewing. V'lei mishameres beisa. She's not taking care of the household chores. U'mefakeres shabayla menayfim. And therefore the husband has no choice but to go search others. So what's the problem if a woman gets angry? The household chores aren't done. Man gets angry, he doesn't do any household chores anyway. No big deal. Go understand that. Anyway. Back to the Gemara. Yeah, right. We have a hard time understanding, so imagine that. In the beginning, the Eibush rested with every single Jew at home in every Jewish house. Ish v'ish yud and kei. We'll learn later in the Gemara of yud. And if the Eibush is resting there, Shneimer says, "Hashem lekechem is halal beked machnech." The Eibush is fine in your camp. Once the Jew sinned, nistal kushchina mehem. The Eibush said, "I don't want to go to the houses because I don't want to see the avedas that take place in the house." Shneimer says, "Lo yilchav be'eres dov." The Eibush said, "I don't want to see the eres that's going on. Shav achrechem, go away." If you do a mitzvah in this world, that very mitzvah will be your advocate and will parade in front of you when you wait to Elam Habash Nema. It says, that your tzedakah, your mitzvahs will go walk in front of you. However, if you do an aveda in this world, it will wrap around you. An aveda does more than the mitzvah does. The mitzvah just walks in front of you and the aveda wraps itself around you and brings you in. Shneimer says that the pasuk that you laugh to orchis darkon, wrap around them the ways of the way. Ya'alu b'toyu, will bring him up to toyu, which again him the yaved will get lost there. Abba Rebbe says k'shur by keller, it will be attached to you like a dog, which I guess is even stronger than a. Even though the dog walks in front of you, he never walks away from you. He's always looking around behind you. So he's in between, walking in front of you and wrap around you. Shneimer says it says in the pasuk when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce Yosef, it says, he didn't listen to her, Lishkav Etzla, to lie next to her, Lias Ima, to be with her. Why repeat itself? Lishkav Etzla, Elam Haz, in this world, Lias Ima, Elam Haba, because Aveda also walks with you to Elam Haba. Tanaz, we learn, Shoy Bedin, L'chayde, it makes sense that what? That you should have two Edim for Tumah. You said one Ed is enough to say that she did, I saw her commit a sin. Tumah, L'chayde, you should have two. Ma Ed is her Shoyna. Madach kini, kini warning her doesn't make her aser yet. She ain't no start to Easter item doesn't make her aser. Ain't a miskayem. You need two witnesses. Edus acharena. This particular edus that will say if it's true that she was matame that she committed a sin, then she's no longer with the husband. Surely she required two edus. She start to Easter item. Ain't no din she latest guy in pogtime lesson two. Tamaleme come to teach you the aid ain't ba says the aid ain't ba. We learn from the word ba. Ko she yesh ba. But wherever it says Bob, we need two Adim. But by Tumah, we don't need it. So, okay, now that you've established that you only need one aid for Tumah, let's make Kavu Chaymah the converse. The Kavu Chaymah, the Eidus, let's make the Kavu Chaymah as follows. Ma'atu now, ma'edus acharei namadat, the second aid, which is so important. Shaysar to Yisraelam, bans her forever from her husband. Yet miskayem is be'ed echad, one is enough. Eidus harishayna, she'enoi sar to Yisraelam. The first aid is a warning. Einoi din she yiskayem be'ed echad, one aid should be enough for warning. Tamalema, to the Pasiki, matzabo ervas davar, if you found by her that she's deviating, not behaving, and we learn now. Dover, dover. You need two witnesses. Well, how am I pishnei edim? I pishloisha edim yakum dover. My dover, I'm lahal. I'm pishnaim. Edim kana pishnaim too. So the mother, hi michi matza ever dover nafka. You're telling me we're learning out that you need two from matza ever dover. You learn dover dover. Mibba nafka. A minute ago you said we learn from the word ba. That ba, by the eight ain't ba. That by ba there's no eight, but there's two edim. So we learn from the word ba. You need two edim. Ba v'lei bekinei, ba v'lei bestid. Over here, work, but by kinei stid, you have to have two edim. You're right. Tamalema ba, you're right. That's what I meant to say. The word ba teaches you. You need two aiding for warnings. Babala bikina babala bistida. The tumma ba'alma, but how do you know that generally tumma belay kini belay stida lay mehemen eidechmanon? This is what we're trying to say. Forget the story of Satan. Stop. A guy walks into the court and says, I saw this woman having an affair, extramarital affair. Are we going to kill this woman? No. Why don't we learn from Satan? Just like Satan, a single A could come along and say that I saw tame. Same thing should apply in all the entire Tata.
Didn't we say
Satan's reclaimer? Oh, so we make more than that. We make a pause. Nemakan ki matzaba ervas dover. It's a you found her erva. Venemalahalan al pishne. Everywhere else you need two people. Okay, I think we'll stop here. That's a new good morning.